as I say, it was basically gambling. That's all it was. You might get your two marbles back, and you might not. You know, depending on the guys you were playing with. If they were real good, you know, there was a chance you wouldn't get them back. Especially if there were five or six of you playing, and all of you were trying to get up close to the ring. You know.
Okay.
I was not very good at marbles. Make a note of that.
How about any hiding games?
They played hide and seek, but you only played that when you had girls, you know.
Oh, really?
That was not the game that the fellows played. A group of fellows would not play hide and seek by themselves. You know, you played that when you went over to your grandmother's house, and you know there were a bunch of girls there to play, and all of you had to play together. Then you played hide and seek, you know. Or bring around the rosy, you know, a little Sally Walker, or something like that. But it was not.
Or what was the last one?
Ring around the rosy, little Sally Walker.
Little Sally Walker?
Yeah.
What's that?
Same as ring around the rosy.
Okay. how about any line and running games?
Well, you always had the tug of war type thing. But again, you tried to avoid that game if there were little girls. You know. And tag, you know, tag. You know, I think my little boy plays tag now in school. You know, they run around and tag each other. You know, I got you.
Okay. How about any tin can games?
Yeah, we played kick the can, which was similar to hockey. Mm-hmm. You know, you tried to kick. You know, your goal was here and his goal was there, and it was a matter of kicking a can. You could either play with one can or two cans. You know, if you were lucky enough to find a Coke and a knee high, you know, then you know, depending on which can you had, you'd kick your can off. You'd kick your can to, say, a line over here, and he would kick his over there, and, you know, you'd have to try to beat him over there, that sort of thing.
Okay, any specific games with balls other than... basketball.
Yeah, well, stick ball. Mm-hmm. You beat a ball around with a stick, you know, that's about all that's involved in that. What else with a ball? I don't know, about that time you were ready to graduate to, you know, backyard basketball, so.
Okay. Can you remember any rough games?
We used to wrestle a lot. Now, in you know, where I came from, we wrestled almost every afternoon, like during this time of the day until it got dark. Our homes were situated so that we had nice front yards to the sidewalk. You know, the grass was nice and short, and it looked pretty good. So we used to wrestle in the, you know, all the guys used to wrestle in the front yards almost all the time.
Were there any sort of brutal games, not necessarily beating somebody up necessarily, but
I would say not in my particular group. I'm sure maybe some of the other groups in that same area may have, but in, you know, with the fellows that I was in my immediate block, wrestling was about as rough as we got. Other than fighting, wrestling was about as...
Yeah.
There was another game. We used to throw rocks at each other. And that was a game. You know, we would throw rocks for maybe half an hour, 1 hour at each other. You know, everybody, we'd divide into groups.
Mm-hmm.
And one group would get on one end of the alley or where we were throwing from, because that part of town didn't have alleys. And had the, I guess, the rocks about that size. It's about the size of a half a dollar. And we would, you know, like have a war with rocks until somebody got hit or hurt or we decided to quit, you know, something like that.
Did you have any games with a knife?
There was one called Mammy Pig that I never did really take part in much. I wasn't much with marbles and knives.
Okay, a rope?
Rope. No, maybe climbing a tree or swinging from tree to tree or something like that, but no, nothing good.
Okay, what kind of records do you like? You already told me a little bit.
Yeah, I basically like WSM FM.
I want some generic.
It's contemporary classic.
Okay.
you know, Bert Kempert. What they do is take a lot of the songs like Dionne Warwick has put out, and they make instrumental. I like instrumentals opposed to vocal, and they do an instrumental version of it, that sort of thing. I'll take maybe a song that Andy Williams just made and make and change it and just play it as an instrumental. I like that. I think anytime you got more than one person singing, you've got a mess. I was just kidding. But I do. That's the kind of music that I prefer.
Yeah.
I have lots of energy. And I found that if I'm going to play tennis or coming to work, I have to have an atmosphere that slows me down. Because if I don't, I'll
get
beside
myself. Pretty much the end of the urban, what we call the urban supplement, is 2 hours up, so.
Oh, good. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.